time for the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance.
Oh, the gossip mill.
Comes the gossip.
I swear you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making it sound like gossip.
I should ever think gossip.
Why should you stop now?
I think right now is the time for gossip.
Let's dish.
Okay, dishing this morning for the Daily Dust. SNL did an Oasis bit during Weekend Update where two cast members portrayed Liam and Noel Gallagher. It was so spot on.
Thanks for being here. Now, everyone's wondering, are you guys going to be cool to tour a year from now?
It's not a hard no, it's a maybe.
We said maybe. If Liam doesn't act like a baby.
You're a baby.
He's stuck his tongue at me. Come on, did you see that?
Come on, he's been naughty.
So it just got worse from there. And Liam apparently was not a fan of the skit. After some fans of the band posted negative comments, Liam chimed in with, "Are they meant to be comedians?" Yes, dude. Yes, they are. Mark Harmon is best known for playing Special Agent Leroy Gibbs on CBS's NCIS for 18 years, but now he's back as the executive producer and narrator of the prequel series NCIS Origins.
I'm there to help and to talk to them or to tell them what I remember from being in this for a while. But this is their thing.
Yeah, you can catch the 2-hour premiere tonight at 8 on CBS. Harrison Ford says he continues acting for the, quote, essential human contact. His show Shrinking will be back soon on Apple TV Plus. Reba McEntire's gearing up for her new comedy, Happy's Place, with Steve Howie. He played her son-in-law on the show Reba, and he'll be joining Happy's Place as a potential baby daddy for Melissa Peterman's character, Gabby. Yeah, she played Barbara Jean on Reba. Reba just released the theme song for the NBC sitcom, and y'all, it's a country bop.
Come on to Happy's Place. You belong in Happy's Place.
I love Reba's happier attitude. And not that she wasn't always happy, but now that she has her boyfriend, she's even happier. iRobot director Alex Proyas says Elon Musk stole his designs. Yeah, you should have a conversation with the original founders of Tesla and whatever that SpaceX program is. Anyway, Terrifier 3 slayed the competition at the weekend box office. Y'all, I hadn't even played the trailer for you. Take a listen.
I saw him today.
Who? How can you be sure it was really him?
I could feel it.
Who is this Santa? He's scaring my kid.
Yeah, he's scaring me too.
Hey, Santa's handing out presents! Julian, run!
Yeah. No! There's a reason why I hadn't played that. I'm going to have nightmares now. The news keeps getting worse for the Joker sequel. After opening to terrible numbers last week, it dropped about 81% this week to make it the worst decline in history for a comic book movie. Jenna Ortega would like people to stop going into stores and messing with the hair on the Wednesday dolls. They're fabric and you can flip the bangs backward and then she looks bald. It's kind of funny. SNL also kept one of the funniest skits for last the other night when Ariana Grande did dueling Jennifer Coolidge impressions with cast member Chloe Fineman. They were looking in the mirror at each other.
Wow, you look great, Jennifer Coolidge.
Really?
Heck yeah. Thanks to Maybelline's long wear liquid lip color.
Thanks. I've got a big date tonight and I'm counting on Maybelline's liquid lip, long lip to seal the deal.
Wow, you can't help but sound smart when you're wearing Maybelline. Let's say the name together.
Yeah. Maybelline color lip lining, water color, Maybelline.
Yeah, they're not wrong. The names for lip color have gotten ridiculous. Speaking of ridiculous, I got a Kardashian alert. So Northwest says Kim Kardashian hasn't cooked for the family since, quote, two Halloweens ago. Kim fessed up. She made fried chicken, cornbread, mac and cheese, which North admitted was good. Kim calls that her one-trick pony meal. There you go. That's the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance. Morning Go and B104.3. What can I say except I'm sorry?